The annual Music Hall at Drury Lane Theatrical Productions is just weeks away, and this year's curators are brimming with excitement. Carrie Mines and Sheila Fliss have put together a repertoire for the 44th annual Drury Lane Music Hall that brings 48 of the 64 book shows back to stage in some form. "I've been a member of Drury Lane for 40 years, and this is a beautiful place for someone who loves to sing and dance. I got involved in Music Hall in 2000, and have now been involved in 23, said Carrie Mines. She began putting them together during the 40th anniversary, and she's happy to have Drury Lane mainstay Sheila Fliss on board with her for this one. "I started with Drury Lane in 1991, and I helped backstage my first show. This became a second home, and it's pretty amazing to do medleys and see how these arrangements come together," said Fliss. The Music Hall used to be called the Old Time Music Hall, modeled after the British stage show. It was a mix of slapstick and comedy and was a bit bawdy. But these music halls have a modern twist to attract younger patrons. Dubbed a stomping good time for all ages, the All Ages show begins on February 21st and goes through to mid-March. "This is a great form of entertainment that was traditionally for the middle or lower class in Britain. At the time, the opera and big to dos were for folks to get dressed up, but the music halls were for the everyday person. There's a combination of music, sketches and comedy, and there's a great appeal. Music would be cheeky but not rude or crude," said Mines. "There was some adult humor in music halls, with medleys bookending two acts and a mixture of solos, duets, ensembles and sketches in between. Major pieces like If I Were Not Upon the Stage remain this year, while some fun twists are in the offing. We have been rehearsing since November. There's a lot of music to learn. In December we began blocking, and toward the end of January that was handled. Right now there's a bit of figuring everything out. It's part of the process. We're identifying what we're comfortable with and what we need to spend more time on," said Mines. The youngest show member is in their 20s and the oldest is 77. So whether you're in the audience or on stage, you can rest assured this will be an enjoyable time for all. Fliss herself gets to reprise her role as Sister Amnesia from Nonsense, and there are plenty of fun callbacks with the rest of the cast as well. One of their favorite things about the show is to get to work with a group of people who become like family. "There's a huge amount of bonding with a show like this. In music hall, you always have a core who love to do it and you add new, keen folks. It's amazing to be on that stage with your best friend. Music hall allows you to be a bit looser and not have such a defined character. There's a fair amount of comedy, relief and there's no fourth wall," said Fliss. "Seeing the enjoyment on people's faces and being able to respond to it is part of the fun for the cast," the two say. "Patrons are just having a great time, and often they're loving watching us have fun, and the interactions we have with one another. We're spontaneous in many ways, and there's no faking what's on stage. With Music Hall you get honest love and laughter, and a range of fantastic music. It's both funny and poignant," said Fliss. To nab your tickets for Drury Lane's 44th Annual Music Hall, visit here.